The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
As many of us log onto the internet to bag a deal ahead of the Christmas rush and potential supply shortages, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the CCPC, is warning shoppers to be wary of rogue traders offering popular Christmas high-demand goods for sale online. Joining us to give us some tips on how to shop safely online and to avoid becoming a victim of illegitimate traders, cybersecurity expert, Chief Executive of SmartTech 24/7, Ronan Murphy. Ronan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How common is it to get caught?
It's become very, very prevalent now. Obviously, with the pandemic, everybody has moved to online shopping. And with Brexit as well, we're seeing unprecedented supply chain issues. So it's almost like the perfect storm now. So you've got a lot of people shopping online. And over the last 24 months, the fraudsters have really fine-tuned their techniques in terms of exploiting vulnerable online shoppers. And the increase has been really profound, I would say, globally.
Okay, now talk us through the top five risks. What's number one?
Yeah, so probably the biggest one is where you have fake websites promoting to represent the real retailer. So this goes across, I mean, sports goods, slimming pills, sports equipment, discounted toys, shoes, electronics. And for all intents and purposes, the website looks like it's legitimate and the users click in, they see an offer in there that looks too good to be true. They decide to buy it and they put in their details and then suddenly they're caught up in they're compromised in some way, shape or form.
Yeah. How do you spot those though?
Yeah, you have to use a lot of common sense. I mean, typically when you're looking at these websites, you would want to stress test the English. So, you know, read around. And if you see any misspellings within the website, you need to be careful of that. Look at the URL or the domain name. So if you're typing in the name of the company, check if there's anything unusual about that. And then also see if there's a contact us page and check if there's reviews relating to the retailer themselves.
Yeah. What about the little lock up on the site? Does that mean anything anymore?
It's helpful if you're putting in your details. They're encrypted, right? So if you're filling out forms or putting in financial information, but I mean, the bad guys can get their websites encrypted as well. So it is important to always ensure that that's there before you put information. But I would say it's equal as important to make sure that you're not giving that information into the wrong hands, you know.
Now, many people access stuff through social media platforms.
Yes. Yes. So see, social media platforms are equally as big a problem because it's very quick and efficient to set up a website on a social media platform and to mass market offers which are typically too good to be true. And I'm sure a lot of the News Talk listeners here this morning have probably heard of, you know, getting an offer for Ray-Ban glasses or, you know, some other types of designer clothes at good value. And that's done in large scale through your various social media channels. So equally, you need to be as cautious when you're looking at social media as when you're looking at a typical website through and searching it through Google.
Am I protected if I pay with PayPal?
Not necessarily. You probably have better protection if you're paying with a Visa card, but depending on if you pay through PayPal, you won't get the protection that you will probably get through your credit card.
That's in terms of getting your money back. But I mean, the bad guys won't have access to your credit card details through the PayPal site, though. That should be secure.
Yeah, well, it'll be secure, but if you transfer your funds are going to be gone, and you more than likely will not get the goods. And if you do get the goods, they're probably going to be counterfeit goods.
Sometimes there are emails that come, and they look pretty good. Nice offer, just in an email, attractive.
Indeed, a bit like your social media when you get the tweet or the Facebook notification. The problem you have, Pat, is when you share your information with these criminals, what they'll typically try and do is they will then try and use that information to target you more prescriptively, right? So they'll start sending you phishing emails Where they're hoping you will click on that link. And then once you click on that link, they'll try and, you know, take control of your computer or steal your banking information. So phishing is a natural progression of once you start engaging or interacting with these sites and sharing your information, you get caught in a vicious circle where you get continually targeted by them. So phishing is actually probably one of the biggest problems. And it happens sometimes before you interact and many times after you interact. So it's probably one of the biggest threats that you have to be aware of. Yeah.
Now, when you do order stuff, and many people will be ordering lots online, you may get what purports to be an email from one of the big delivery services, FedEx, DHL, whatever, saying you've got a package. If you want to find out about the package, click on this link. And of course, then you're done for.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure there's not a listener who's listening this morning who hasn't got the fake delivery text. I mean, again, a huge problem. It's been done by these bad guys at an unprecedented scale. And obviously, everybody has a package they're waiting for. So people tend to click on it without really scrutinizing it properly beforehand, same as clicking on a website. And then obviously they get caught again and their details get compromised and so forth.
Now, you also mentioned fake apps on the Android Play Store. Surely they're vetted by the Play Store before they can go live.
It's a big problem. I mean, a lot of the apps that you get on the Play Store a lot of them are open source. So you've a lot of people loading up apps onto the Play Store, which in fact can be vulnerable. You tend to have much more protection with the apps which are on your iOS or your iPhone. But on Android, unfortunately, there's a huge proportion of the apps that go onto the Android store, which are in fact malicious software. So if you're using an Android phone, you have to be much more savvy about what you install and what you shop through that specific device.
Ronan Murphy, Chief Executive of Smart Tech 24/7. Thank you very much for that, with the message, buyer beware.